WTAW News Time is 5 after 6. 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan school board member is the target of a grievance made by a district employee.
The grievance against trustee John Street was filed by an unidentified school nurse regarding an incident at Bonham Elementary. The entire school board, including Street, met behind closed doors last night for more than an hour. That was followed by the rest of the board approving a motion read by President Doug Whataburger that was directed to a parent who was later identified as Street. The first part of the motion stated that the nurse is required to report suspected child abuse or neglect.
And secondly, by instructing the parent that he must be accompanied by a building administrator whenever he visits the nurse's office at Bonham Elementary during the 2015-16 and 2016-17 school years.
School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr. says the grievance was filed earlier this month. When asked about further details, Wright says he's asking the Attorney General's office for guidance.
I need to seek his guidance as to what I'm allowed to release per state law.
Attempts to contact Street last night were not successful. He left the meeting following the grievance hearing and before the vote, according to the board president, due to a death in the family. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council continues to look at options for the layout of the new police headquarters. One idea that will not be included is adding space for the administration of the fire department. Fire Chief Eric Hurt says they work with PD either on the streets or at City Hall.
We have our own needs as far as being able to get the fire trucks in to come up to administration, being able to maneuver in the parking lots, not having an area that really has a whole lot of foot traffic coming in and out, because moving those big trucks around, you know, some of the visibility is an issue.
City staff developed an option for a $4 million fire administration addition to the $28 million police campus to be built at Dartmouth at Crinic Tap. A one-vehicle wreck that shut down the freeway northbound near the Texas Avenue split in College Station yesterday has claimed the life of the driver. College Station police announced 19-year-old Callie Harden of Somerville died in a Houston hospital. Officers determined Harden overcorrected after being blocked from changing lanes. Her SUV left the roadway and rolled, ejecting the driver, who was thrown 50 feet. Investigators believe she was not wearing her seatbelt. Two local women have been arrested in separate cases for using stolen credit cards belonging to elderly residents. One of them, 35-year-old Tanya Woodward of Bryan, was convicted of a similar offense almost 3 years ago. According to arrest reports from Bryan and College Station Police, the new charges accuses Woodward of making almost $900 in unauthorized charges on a card belonging to a former employee who is 87 years old. No information has been released about the allegations that led to the arrest of 22-year-old Stephanie Reese of Bryan. Both women are out of jail after posting bond. A 20-member delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce is back from their annual trip to Washington, D.C. Chamber President Royce Hickman says they contacted every member of the House and Senate or a staff member. That included an hour-long visit with Texas Congressman Pete Sessions. The conversation about health care reform was a last-minute addition just before they went to the airport to come home.
He's not trying to repeal Obamacare, but he's trying to change the things that particularly businesses, you know, struggle with. Takes good things about what we have now and then picks out the things that are troubling to business folks and also, you know, some of the other folks out there.
A copy of the Chamber's Federal Legislative Action Plan is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981, two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
It'll become partly sunny today. There's the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Our highs between 80 and 85. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be strong to severe. Lows overnight 65 to 70. Lots of leftover cloudiness tomorrow. The risk of an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow 80 to 85. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Thursday. Again, soon could be strong. Highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll have a preview of the Texas A&M baseball game coming up tonight against Sam Houston State. Also, the Rangers fall to the A's. I'll have the details for that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's some fog out there a little bit, so if you're driving through fog-prone areas this morning, spend a little extra time getting there so that everything will be okay. And then in the meantime, here's the chances of showers. Let's look at that. Did it look like it was going to rain all day yesterday until about 4 o'clock?
It did, and then it finally kind of cleared up.
And it was nice,
it
too.
It felt great. Yeah. It was warm, but there was like a cool breeze.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's okay. It's like California without the taxes. 84, so for a high temperature today with a 20% chance of showers, and it'll be in the afternoon if it happens. Then a 50% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. 80% on Thursday. I guess that's our money day when it comes to that. 70% on Thursday night, and some of these could be severe. And then, the weekend looks okay, though. Looks like we'll have some partly cloudy skies and near 90 degrees again this weekend. So enjoy that. It'll be fine. In the meantime, what could make a Burger King experience better? Well, they figured it out in Finland.
Well, I could think of a few things.
Burger King in Finland has made the idea of enjoying your Whopper in a sauna a reality by opening the world's first Burger King sauna.
Gross.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It really, really is. Ugh. The Helsinki restaurant features the Burger King-themed spa, which can seat up to 15 people.
Ugh. All I can think of is sweaty pickles. Hope that starts off y'all's day.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot.
Thing that came to mind.
Yeah, I understand. The spa features red and blue accents to match the restaurant's logo, 48-inch TV screen, and towels featuring the Burger King branding.
Like, you get a soggy burger, first off.
Bun, yeah.
Second of all, you're in a room full of steam and sweat and gross. Have you ever been in one of those? Have you smelled one of those?
I can't, yeah. And again, to be consuming food. And if you've got fries to go with it and a drink, where do you put them?
And the point of a sauna is to, like, detox.
I think so. That's it. It's kind of like a...
That's what I heard.
But you become detox neutral, I guess. You're putting the junk food in as you're trying to sweat it out.
Either that or you're opening an expressway, just straight in and straight out.
I don't know. I'm thinking... You know, it holds up to 15 people. What if you end up being the 15th person, you know? Do you have to ask somebody to scoot over?
Excuse me. That's my seat.
Info.
Mateship.
And then you got paper napkins. That's no good.
Can I borrow that ketchup packet?
Yeah.
And then it, like, slips out of your hand, like, squirts out of your hand.
Yeah. And then, of course, that famous phrase, are you going to eat that? Okay. Anyway, we'll see how that works out.
I'm not going to Finland anymore.
Well, you wouldn't need napkins. You got towels.
No, that's true.
Years ago, the Texas Railroad Commission oversaw the operations of railroads. These days, the commission is left cleaning up the train wreck caused by Obama's energy policies. But Obama's not alone. 15-year career politician Wayne Christian is just as bad. Christian supports subsidizing green energy, leaving taxpayers on the hook, like Obama did in California with Solyndra. Wayne Christian and Barack Obama, wrong for Texas. There's a better choice for Texas Railroad Commissioner Gary Gates. Gates is a business owner with a record of growing jobs. He understands the commission's role overseeing the oil and gas industry and knows private sector solutions work best. And Gates opposes Obama's regulations and says no subsidizing green energy. We don't need career politician Wayne Christian. The Railroad Commission needs a proven business owner, Gary Gates, not an Austin insider, not a career politician.
I'm Gary Gates, and I don't care about political correctness. I care about Texas. Political ad paid for by Gary Gates for Texas.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, hey, it's 6:15, and here we are, May the 17th. It's day 138. We got 228 of them to go. It is Cherry Cobbler Day.
Yay!
All right. World Baking Day. I guess anything you want to do there. And World Telecommunications Day. And we got some birthdays as well.
We do got birthdays. We got Nikki Reed, 28. She was from the Twilight movies. Tony Parker is 34. That's San Antonio Spurs point guard.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
This is one of my favorite names here. Senthil Ramamurthy.
Oh, my.
He's 42.
Who is that?
He was Mohinder on Heroes.
Well, of course he was.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Andrea Kaur is 42. It's the lead singer from The Coors, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Josh Holm, 43. He's the founder of Queens of the Stone Age rock band. Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Sasha Alexander is 43, formerly on NCIS.
Oh yeah.
Jordan Knight is 46. He used to be in New Kids on the Block.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. Okay. Hill Harper is 50 from CSI New York.
Has a medical degree from Harvard.
Indeed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Trent Reznor is 51 from Nine Inch Nails. Let's see here. He also co-composed the score of The Social Network. That was the Facebook movie.
Oh, yeah.
David Eigenberg is 52 from Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Ferguson, 54. I liked his show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get on board until like right before it was about to end. I remember one of the first episodes I saw was one of his last.
Yeah, he is a pretty sharp fellow.
It's very funny. Enya, 55 today.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
Don't play that while driving.
No, you will fall asleep.
Yeah,
Bob Saget is 60 today.
You know,
one of the most foul-mouthed comedians ever.
He is.
And it's really unfortunate because, you know, Full House, he seemed like such a...
Yeah, that's what I was...
Oh. He had such a squeaky, clean demeanor.
I watched like an HBO special, and 15 minutes in, I'm going, no.
I'd never heard of any of his stuff, so...
Oh, yeah.
I think it was strictly to combat that squeaky, clean image you could tell probably about halfway through a joke that he was saying, just full of you know, profanity, that it was like, okay, he's trying too hard to do this.
Right.
Gotcha.
Anyway,
Bob Saget, 60 today. Sugar Ray Leonard, also 60 today. Boxing legend.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And Bill Paxton, 61.
Plays presidents, you know.
He does.
Yeah, a lot.
Him and Bill Pullman.
Yeah,
you can pretty
right.
much interchange them in any
that's
role right. that they're in.
That it?
That's it.
Mia Hamm. Mia Hamm.
Oh.
Yeah.
The sports guy missed Mia Hamm's birthday.
Yeah, 44. Iconic picture everybody remembers. And then Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz.
The University of Houston.
Wow.
And Tom Turbeville would tell the story. He was a golfer at the University of Houston. Tom Turbeville would tell the story that when the University of Houston was in the Southwest Conference and they held the golf tournament, that a young Jim Nantz came up and asked him if he could do the introductions. And so out of that, Tom would extract the fact that he gave Jim Nantz his start. Okay,
right, of course.
That's the way he
of
tells
course.
The story
that
anyway.
That sounds like it to me. Yeah.
And he's not here to defend himself, so there you go. Anyway, Jim Nantz is 57 today. All right, 6:18.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
To anyone who understands Donald Trump's popularity with the American people and Republican voters, this news is not going to come as a surprise. But to the Washington establishment types, you know, Paul Ryan, Ben Sasse, Lindsey Graham and company, a new poll on how Republicans feel about the party maybe may make them think twice about their strategy towards Donald Trump. According to Rasmussen reports, nearly half, 47% of GOP voters voters now believe the Republican Party should be more like Trump than Ryan. Only 32% disagree and say they should be more like Ryan. 17% opt for neither. And the polls show that 76% of Republican voters believe Congress is out of touch with the public. Well, that's an understatement. Every exit poll said the same thing. Maybe it's time for the establishment to wake up or go home.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Now, whether you're shopping for blinds or roller or solar shades this summer, well, Blinds.com and the team there will walk you through the selection, the measuring, the installation for free. And with Blinds.com, they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You cannot get this wrong. And now through May 31st, just go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity, and when you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com, GEICO.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Your Money Now. The National Transportation Safety Board will issue its opinion today on last year's deadly Amtrak crash near Philadelphia, but already there is a leak that the engineer may have been distracted by radio transmissions. 8 people died in the accident. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 175 points yesterday, finishing at 17,710. The NASDAQ Composite picked up 57, closing at 4775, and the S&P 500 was up 20 to 2,066. Futures are up. And airlines canceled and delayed fewer flights in March. The Department of Transportation says 81.5% of flights on the main airlines arrived on time, up from 78.7% a year ago. About 1% of flights were canceled during March, an improvement from 2.2% a year earlier. Once again on Wall Street, the futures are up. And that's your money now.
All right, people, let's start the meeting off with a round of quick-fire questions, shall we? Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
Last question, by switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spending, which helps our bottom line.
Concur.
Bob, very impressive. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
You get tomorrow off, Bob.
Thank you.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're at 626. Let's have a look at the weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, take a look at the radar as opposed to yesterday when we had thunderstorms all around us and coming in out of the Gulf. Things look considerably better, at least right now, as far as precipitation is concerned, but it's still in the forecast. Got a 20% chance of it today. Right now, what you need to be knowing about is the fog, which probably will clear out about 9 o'clock this morning. We'll have a high of 84 today. Tonight, a 50-50 chance of showers down near 70. Tomorrow, we'll be up near 80 with a 50% chance of showers on Wednesday. Wednesday night, there's a 40% chance of showers. And on Thursday, we're looking at an 80% chance of rain on Thursday during the day, 70% on Thursday night. It decreases to a 40% chance of rain on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday looks like we'll have pretty clear skies out there, and temps will be getting up close to 90 by then. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 6. We do have the fog out there, so be prepared for that. And it's 66 degrees.
Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to myactivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. Myactivate.com or 800-465-4411.
If you want to know who the rowdiest rebels were during the American Revolution, well, just take a look at Massachusetts. When Sam Adams and the Sons of Liberty dressed up like Indians and dumped 343 chests full of tea into the Boston Harbor, well, it was just business as usual for those guys. But I guess it did make the British a sight madder than they had been. They closed down the harbor and swore they'd stomp out this rebellion in a matter of days. The truth is that the British really weren't too worried about the colonial uprising. Royal officers told their men that the colonials were raw, undisciplined, cowardly men. The very sound of a cannon will carry them off, they boasted. To the British, these urban rowdies were, well, they were just a bunch of smugglers, some buckskin-wearing frontiersmen and a few deadbeat Southern planters. And Sam Adams, John Hancock, and the other leaders of the Massachusetts Rebellion, well, they were downright criminals, just fit to hang. Now, it was probably the day right after Paul Revere tried to take his ride through the countryside that the English first lost a bit of that cocky attitude. On April 19, 1775, the very day that famous shot was heard around the world, well, British troops suffered their first defeat at the Battle of Concord. The American revolutionaries were so mad that they chased the British all the way from Concord up through Lexington straight back to Boston. And that wasn't the only lesson the British learned that day. No, not by a long shot. You see, if England had wanted to know how hard these ragtag soldiers would be to defeat, all they had to do was look closely at the squabble at Minutami, a small settlement about an hour's march from Lexington. It so happens that a convoy of British soldiers were on their way to join the main regiment and took a wrong turn somewhere. And they came up against 12 old men who had been left to defend that village. And to the surprise of the British, those ancient warriors opened fire. The English soldiers who didn't fall in that first volley of muskets, well, they turned and ran back through town, throwing their rifles and arms in a passing pond. They eventually ran into an old woman digging dandelions in her garden. And it was to her that they surrendered. Well, it's a little known fact that the very first British prisoners of the American Revolution were the trophy of a grandmother many times over, Mother Batherick.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board approves a grievance filed by a Bryan School District employee against a board member.
Trustee John Street, who was named in the grievance filed earlier this month by an unidentified school nurse, met with the board last night for more than 1 hour about an incident at Bonham Elementary. Now it's followed by the rest of the board reentering the meeting and unanimously approving a motion read by President Doug Whataburger and directed to a parent identified as Street.
And bringing the following to the parent's attention, that as a school nurse, grievant has students' health and well-being as her utmost concern, that as school nurse, grievant has duty to comply with all reporting requirements in a timely manner, that as school nurse, grievant is required to report suspected child abuse or neglect.
Street is also required to be accompanied by a building administrator whenever he visits the nurse's office at Bonham the rest of this year and all of the 2016-17 school year. School District Attorney Harry Wright Jr. was asked about further details about the grievance.
At this time, given the subject matter of the grievance, there are some issues where I'm going to be required to seek some guidance from the Attorney General as to whether certain aspects are disclosable.
Wright was also asked if Street was in agreement with the board's decision.
I can't opine to his opinions or his opinions regarding any action we do. You'd have to ask Mr. Street that.
Street left after the executive session and before the board vote, according to Dr. Whataburger, due to a death in the family. Attempts to reach Street last night were not successful. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station City Council members received an update last night on the design process of the city's new police station. Deputy City Manager Chuck Gilman says the new building has almost triple the space of the current location.
We currently have 106. Unfortunately, some of those are in the old weight room. Many of them are in a closet. Some of them are in the hallway. We would go from approximately 106 workstations to somewhere around 202. Most importantly, the new facility gives us the space we need for training, for our evidence room, take care of dispatch, gives our patrol officers a place to come in, write reports. It gives us storage. All of those things that we're really lacking.
Chief Scott McCollum says this will take care of the department's needs for the next 20 years, and he's not interested right now in a substation.
We don't typically deploy out of the facility itself. Our officers are deployed at the beginning of shift, and they work out of their vehicles. The challenges with developing any type of substation is that we have to have a replication of services, secretaries or other support staff.
The council is also not interested in an addition to the new building at Krennic Tap in Dartmouth to move the fire department administration. College Station police have announced the driver of an SUV that crashed on the freeway about this time yesterday has died. 19-year-old Callie Harden of Somerville was thrown 50 feet after being ejected. Investigators believe she was not wearing her seatbelt. Witnesses told officers the driver was going north near the Texas Avenue split when she tried to change lanes. When she was blocked by another vehicle, Harden overcorrected, causing the SUV to fishtail and then leave the pavement and roll. Recent drunk driving arrests include two men with five prior DWI convictions. One was after Bryan police stopped a car at 1 in the morning on Highway 21 in front of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office that was driving at a slow rate of speed and with only the front fog lights on. The traffic stop led to the arrest of 55-year-old Leslie Haas of Baytown. In College Station, police received a report from an employee at the Walmart gas station that a customer's breath had the odor of alcohol and he was staggering. The driver was stopped on Airline for having a broken taillight. The traffic stop led to the arrest of 53-year-old Darwin Batten of College Station. And a College Station man is out of jail after his arrest for possession of a controlled substance. That's after College Station police found 127 nitrous oxide canisters in his apartment. According to the arrest report, there was also more than 100 empty boxes of the canisters, and each box contained 25 of the Whippet brand product. 25-year-old Saul Tinoco told officers he stopped huffing the canisters because it made him sick and he could tell it was not good for him. Tinoco is also accused of possessing hashish oil and marijuana. For 16 years, members of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce have gone to Washington to share legislative priorities. Chamber President Royce Hickman says their delegation heard from leaders that included House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Speaker's got a five-point agenda where he's going to be they want to be addressing tax reform and health care reform and regulation reform. I mean, pretty much off of our agenda, things that we, brought up here.
Among Hickman's takeaways was hearing more bipartisan talk compared to the past several years.
You know, that'll actually have to turn into action. Talk isn't going to solve the problems, but it's encouraging that we were hearing some things that were a little more encouraging. And in the meetings that we had with officials, whether they were Democrat or Republicans, both went really well this year across the board.
The 20-member group broke up into smaller teams to meet individually with all Texas congressional delegation or members of their staff. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing, that procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing. It was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Howdy, this is Rich Cox with True Light Pools, where people matter. Are you frustrated with your current pool company? Do you want to be released from the burden of cleaning the pool yourself? Then it's time to upgrade to True Light Pools. Leave the pool cleaning and equipment repair to us, and you can enjoy your pool with your family. Call today to receive 45% off your first month of weekly pool cleanings. Call 777-8262 or visit truelightpools.com. We'll take excellent care of your pool because you matter.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. Coming up on 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Some sunshine will develop today, but there could be some showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, 80 to 85. There's also the potential for showers and thunderstorms tonight, and some of them may be strong. Overnight lows 65 to 70. Tomorrow, cloudy, maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 80 to 85. More showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. And showers and thunderstorms may be strong on Thursday, highs Thursday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll be looking forward to the contest tonight between the Texas A&M baseball team and the Sam Houston State Bearcats. Also, I'll have the details about the Rangers falling last night to the Athletics and a recap of the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I wonder when they're going to hand out the suspensions and fines or both for all these players.
Yeah, it could be as early as today, apparently. Yeah.
Well, I was listening. I like listening to Doug Gottlieb. He's on The Zone. And they were discussing yesterday who had the best punch of the weekend, whether it was the guy in the UFC. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he apparently just cold-cocked somebody. Just basically he was stepping back, and he swung and hit the guy and knocked him out in one punch, whether it was that or the guy from the Texas Rangers. And I didn't see that. I haven't seen USC, but that punch for the Rangers is pretty outstanding.
It's going to be hard to beat. That would be a hard one to beat for sure.
Pretty good stuff. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not feeling the politics today. I don't know. There's just, there's finger pointing going on. Oh,
of
really? Finger pointing.
Well, what was up with the chair throwing and the death threats in Vegas?
Well, that's, I was hoping that we would have a little bit more from that yesterday, but Fox really did a lousy job of covering that.
Right.
But, it just, once again, it proves that the rules are the rules until they change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And when they didn't allow those 35 candidates for the Burnster, then that meant that Hillary won Nevada. And I don't know, you think about Bernie's people as kind of being pacifist, maybe?
Right. When I saw that it was his supporters that were throwing chairs and making death threats,
I was like, wow.
The odd thing is, that's what I see a lot in the news, is that it's always, as much as you would think that Bernie supporters would be the pacifists, I always see it's that they are getting in altercations that they seem to start physically.
Right. And it's interesting. I get that. If you go back to, I want to say maybe 8 or 9 years ago, the gay activist group that you heard about was a group called ACT OUT.
Mm.
And they were very, very much in your face type situations. And I'm only drawing the parallel because those people who are Bernie Sanders supporters, I think, really feel just as angry necessarily as some Donald Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they do act out their feelings in kind of an immature way,
right?
I think. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see the video, so I don't know if it was young people slinging chairs or what. But,
yeah, I didn't either.
But at that point, they say if you're frustrated and you cannot find the words or do not have the words to be able to let that out, then you'll vent in some other way that's not socially acceptable. And that may be what it is they felt so angered over the system that they felt like was cheating their candidate that the only thing that they could do was really act out by slinging chairs.
Throw
and
a temper tantrum,
yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
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 Right. So
I'm not a Bernie supporter, but I kind of get it. I there's no excuse for physical violence, but I get the anger.
Or death threats.
Yeah, or death threats, absolutely. But I get the anger because they are kind of being,
shafted.
Yeah, big time. I mean,
they've got this super delegate thing in the Democrat Party, and those are people who obviously feel like they're better than anybody else and the rules don't apply to them, and that
it's a setup.
Right, and that basically gives her the fixes in as far as they're concerned. And because of that, that portion of the Democrat delegate embodiment, they're pretty angry about that just starting off. And then when it happens on a much smaller level, which is on the state level, and they just decide to change the rules during that convention, I see how they could get angry pretty quickly. So
let's do all the things that you want to do.
Exactly. Yeah, where did that come from?
Ace Ventura.
That's it. I know that we've got that drop there someplace. All right, now get this. More than half of Republican voters trust Donald Trump to lead the party as opposed to Paul Ryan,
mm-hmm.
according to a new poll that was released yesterday. It's an NBC News Survey Monkey online tracking poll. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm NBC News, do I really want to partner with somebody called Survey Monkey? I mean, it would seem like it would hurt their credibility a little bit.
Yeah,
I may be wrong.
I've heard of it. It's been around for a while.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah,
all
it
right.
has, but it is kind of a funny name to use.
What they did, they found that 6 in 10 Republicans and GOP leaners, that's what they're called, GOP leaners, trust Trump more than they would the speaker, and only 4 in 10 would trust Ryan. So, nanny, nanny, boo-boo.
I'm not a Trump supporter either, but I get that,
yep,
too.
Sure.
I understand that.
Well, that's all about whether or not you're part of the fix that they're talking about.
Yeah.
So, kind of an interesting story this morning in the Texas Tribune. The University of North Texas may soon become an exclusive higher education sponsor of the Dallas Cowboy football team.
Really?
An unusual deal that would include sponsorship opportunities and provide student internships at the team's headquarters.
UNT's a music school.
The framework for the agreement is laid out in a memo that's included in the agenda for the System Board of Regents for UNT. That'll take place this Thursday and Friday, where they will consider delegating authority to negotiate the details. No price tag has been made public. Mm. But the memo said that the cost is expected to be of sufficient size to require the Board of Regents to sign off on it. And according to the rules, they must approve contracts of $1 million or more. Now, Jerry Jones doesn't really do anything unless it benefits Jerry Jones.
Of course.
Yes, indeed.
That's who he is.
Which is why he's Jerry Jones.
That's right. Well, according to the briefing material included in the meeting agenda, the agreement would allow UNT to call itself proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, and would allow UNT to advertise at the team's AT&T Stadium in Arlington, plus to soon to open practice facilities and team headquarters in Frisco as well. University might also advertise on the radio during Cowboy games, on the team's website, and on billboards.
Hmm. Somebody at A&M needs to get Bob McNair on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, that could be huge for UNT. And as you said, Brad, like being a music school, but how big of a draw would that be for students who want to get involved in, you know, sport management or something like that? I mean, that's a perfect feeder into the Dallas Cowboys organization.
If it gives them an on-ramp into the management organization over there.
I have a friend that works for the Cowboys in that, you know, sales or whatever.
And, marketing
and,
stuff.
Yeah, and he said it's a remarkable team to work for.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, the way they're taken care of, that's one thing that Jerry Jones definitely does is take care of his employees.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So UNT scene, and I wonder if that was maybe suggested to them. I mean, maybe they came up with it independently, but it could well be that somebody in the organization said, hey, if you want to make some overtures in this direction, then that's something that we do. So,
well, I'm going to reiterate my suggestion of Bob McNair and A&M.
Hey, you know, good work.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 21st, it's tree identification. Come learn how to identify the different trees, discover the importance and value of the ecosystem, and how to perform a tree inventory. All this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Cool, moist weather of the springtime leads to many types of leaf spots and mildews. Then, as summer pushes its way into Texas, our plants begin to feel stresses and the insects come to the front. I have some guidelines to keeping those pest problems in check. Follow our common sense suggestions. You'll be much more successful in your gardening endeavors. I'll be back with details, responsible pest control, right after this important message. We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. If we're going to be responsible in controlling pests on our plants, we need to begin with good plants. They should be species and varieties that are known to be resistant, if not immune, to serious insect and disease afflictions. You must also buy healthy, vigorous plants. Don't start with plants that already have issues. Plant at the proper season. There's no point in putting plants under undue stress by planting too early or too late. Know the prime time for each plant that you're growing and then stick carefully to it. Water your new plants regularly. Trees and shrubs, for example, have been grown in lightweight potting soils to lessen freight costs. Those mixes dry out much more quickly than our native clay soils, so you'll need to hand water them between lawn irrigations. Plants that suffer moisture stress are much more likely to have pests. Keep your plants vigorous by applying good plant foods in anticipation of new growth that they'll be producing. Again, healthy plants are far less likely to have problems. Know what insects and diseases may show up and then watch for them. Take a quick look each time that you mow or move a water hose. Early diagnosis, as with human maladies, means better odds of control. When you do spot a problem, address it immediately. Use mechanical means whenever possible. You can hand-pluck tomato hornworms as one example, and you can prune webworms out of your pecans as another. Use biological means if you can. There may be beneficial insects that can come to your rescue, or you may want to use Bacillus thuringiensis biological worm spray for caterpillars. You have many options available. If organic controls work, you need to use them. Sulfur, for example, is a good fungicide. It can burn foliage, but it's irritating to the eyes, but it does stop the spread of many leaf spots and other fungal diseases. And finally, if you've tried all other means and nothing has completely solved the problem for you, you can use an appropriate inorganic insecticide. Manufacturers put them through incredible amounts of testing and retesting so you can depend on them to be effective and not hazardous when used according to label directions. Use a pump sprayer for the most precise application. Hose-end sprayers use far too much of the active ingredient. Along a similar line, avoid fertilizers that have pesticides mixed with them. Apply them separately as needed. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping to beat the heat in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggie baseball team wraps up their non-conference slate tonight as they host the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. The Aggies have been spectacular in regular season non-conference play the last two seasons, going a combined 44-2. Texas A&M has won 17 of their last 21, including winning 7 of 9 on the road. The Bearcats, skippered by former Aggie assistant coach Matt Deggs, are equally hot, winning 15 of their last 18 after starting the season 18-16. First pitch is slated for 6:34, pregame's at 6:15, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in The Zone 102.7 FM.
In other A&M baseball news, Texas A&M second baseman Ryan Burke was named the SEC Player of the Week, the Southeastern Conference announced on Monday. Burke batted 8 for 12 on the weekend as the Aggies won 2 of 3 at number 8 South Carolina. He totaled 5 runs, 1 double, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, and 1 stolen base for the series. The junior logged multiple hits in all 3 contests, including 3 hits in both the Saturday and Sunday games. Burke has 40 runs, 11 doubles, 4 triples, 7 home runs, 37 RBI, and 8 stolen bases on the year. It marks the 4th SEC Weekly Award for the Aggies, with Nick Banks and Hunter Melton earning SEC Player of the Week honors in April, and Kyle Simons picking up the SEC Pitcher of the Week recognition last week. In Major League Baseball,
1-2 pitch, swung on, driven towards center, it's deep. Desmond is back, to the track, at the wall, and it is gone! Marcus Semien goes dead center, and the A's shortstop gives the A's a 3-1 lead.
Marcus Semien homered for Oakland as the Athletics beat the Texas Rangers last night 3-1. Drew Stubbs drove in a run for the Rangers, who lost for just the 3rd time over their last 10 games. Derek Holland had a quality start, but still picked up the loss to fall to 3-3. The Rangers will look to redeem themselves in Oakland tonight at 9:05 p.m. Sticking with the Rangers, the MLB's chief baseball officer Joe Torre says league discipline could be announced sometime today for those involved in the brawl Sunday between the Toronto Blue Jays and Texas Rangers. In Phoenix, Torre said the punch that Texas's Rougned Odor connected with the jaw of Jose Bautista, quote, wasn't pretty. In Chicago, Houston Astros star Jose Altuve takes his suddenly remarkable power to Chicago for a 3-game series opening tonight against the White Sox. Altuve hit 15 homers last season and is now on pace to blow past that before the All-Star break, slugging 9 home runs over his first 39 games. In the NBA playoffs,
Green giving the ball. Here we go. Looking, sends it to Curry. Steps away. Pump fakes. Fades on a 30-foot three. It's an air ball. Rebound Robertson. Dribbles it out. The Oklahoma City Thunder are golden in game one of the Western Finals. The final tonight at a stunned Oracle Arena in Oakland. The Thunder 108. The Warriors 102. The Thunder lead this best of 7 Western Finals. 1 victory to none.
Russell Westbrook finished with 27 points, 12 assists, 7 steals, and 6 rebounds as the Oklahoma Thunder rallied to beat the Warriors 108-102 at Golden State in Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Stephen Curry said while he didn't enjoy the loss, he's looking forward to battling back.
It'll be a different situation for us to try to bounce back at this point in the series, having a deficit. So I think it's fun, you know, to be able to have this opportunity to come back and show what we're made of, show our resiliency. Turn this, you know, it's going to be a long series, so we got to be ready on Wednesday.
Kevin Durant scored 26 points, including a key 17-foot jumper with 30 seconds. Durant also had 10 rebounds for the Thunder, who trailed 60-47 at halftime before becoming the first road team to win at Golden State in this postseason. Klay Thompson delivered 25 points, while Draymond Green added 23. Thompson scored 19 points in the first half before shooting just 3-for-10 the rest of the way. And in the NHL,
comes back to Dumoulin, now on to Rust, who just into the picture, into the Tampa zone, goes to Crosby, he shoots and scores! Sidney Crosby wins it! Oh, stop the car, Mabel! The Penguins win in overtime!
The Eastern Conference Finals are tied at a game apiece after Sidney Crosby scored 40 seconds into overtime to give Pittsburgh a 3-2 win over Tampa Bay. Matt Cullen and Phil Kessel tallied to put the Penguins ahead 2-0 midway through the first period, but the Lightning tied it on goals by Anton Strahlman and Jonathan Drouin later in the period. Game 3 is Wednesday at Tampa. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your insurance, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Lewis with Rollo Insurance. I shop with all the best insurance companies, MetLife, Safeco, Progressive, Germania, Hartford, Allstate, and more. I promise to answer